USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An American TV icon says he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. 78-year-old host of Jeopardy since 1984, Alex Trebek says he's going to beat it.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
U.S. Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, who was the first female pilot to fight in combat, says she was raped by a superior officer when she served in the Air Force. She makes the revelation at a Senate hearing today on the subject of sexual assault in the military. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The Lee County, Alabama sheriff says everyone who was unaccounted for after Sunday's tornadoes have now been located, so the death toll from those tornadoes will now stay at 23. It was Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen's first appearance before a U.S. House committee since Democrats took control of that side of Congress. During the hearing today, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson accused her of evading questions about migrant kids being detained in cages.
CBP never purposely put a child in a cage if you need a case like that.
Purposely or whatever, are we putting children in cages?
Children are processed at the border facility stations that you've been at.
Nielsen warning that illegal immigration and the humanitarian crisis it's causing at the border are spiraling out of control. Losses on Wall Street. The Dow lost 133 today. The Nasdaq slipped 70. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Earlier this week came word that Hillary Clinton had made it official that she will not be running for president in 2020. And Minnesota Democratic Senator and now presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar reacted, saying she wasn't surprised at the news.
I had a really good meeting with Secretary Clinton about some of the things that she needs to be taking on as a country. And of course, foremost is just how we're dealing with foreign relations and diplomacy.
However, today come several reports citing sources close to Hillary Clinton saying she never meant in her Monday comments during an interview to completely close the door on a possible run in 2020. An actor from the hit movie School of Rock has now been arrested after Florida authorities say he stole several guitars. Charged for the thefts in the Tampa Bay area, 27-year-old Joey Gatos Jr., who played a child guitar prodigy named Zach in the 2003 movie.
Lead guitar, Zach Attack. Take a seat.
Venice police say Gatos walked out of a Troll music store there with a guitar on February 7th, then allegedly took a $2,000 Les Paul from a Sarasota Sam Ash store on the 11th and was arrested a few days later. Also charged for thefts from Charlotte and Manatee counties. He's been charged with a total of 4 felonies. And I'd like to invite you to check out our website. It's been completely redesigned. I think you'll like it. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.